DC public school students now allowed to identify as non-binary. By Tom Sikata on November 14, 2018. Public school students in Washington, D.C. are now allowed to identify as non-binary instead of male or female, according to a report. A report from the Washington Post claims that a new policy will allow public school students in Washington, D.C. to identify as non-binary. The term refers to the theory that gender exists on a spectrum. Non-binary individuals claim that their gender exists outside of the traditional male and female categories. The policy, which is set to go into effect next fall, was designed in response to President Trump's attempt to limit federal recognition of transgender individuals. Washington, D.C. Public School Interim Chancellor Amanda Alexander says that the new policy is a step in the right direction for transgender acceptance. "We value the whole child and have worked diligently to ensure our schools are safe and inclusive for all students, staff, and families," Alexander said in a statement. "Whether through policies, programs, affinity groups, or our enrollment forms, DC Public Schools is proud to be a leader in affirming, supporting and welcoming LGBTQ students." Joel Baum, Senior Director of Professional Development for Gender Spectrum, told the Washington Post that the policy effectively makes transgender students feel more accepted at school. "It's an opportunity without being arrogant or obnoxious to show that we support the gender diversity of all our kids," Baum said in a comment. "Every family is going to interface with it. And that communicates something pretty significant." Comments on the report from readers expressed a mixed sentiment about the new policy. One commenter said that the policy is an example of the district's inability to prioritize more important matters. "This is a prime example of what's wrong with DCPS. Involved in too many social initiatives and not teaching the students. This is going to look good on someone's resume once they leave DCPS. One more experiment at the expense of children. Public education should primarily focus on education of the student, not this crap. Private schools will always be superior as they focus their efforts and don't get distracted by the cause of the minute. Congratulations, DCPS and Mayor Bowser, you have failed again. This change is reminiscent of many similar changes at American University. For example, students at Bard College are encouraged to use gender-neutral pronouns including Z, Zim, Zir,